We are very happy to welcome back M. Ward to the World Cafe. His new solo album, A Wasteland Companion, is out, and he joins us in front of a live audience in the World Cafe studio. Matt first became known with his 2003 album, but subsequent discs, like 2006's Post-War, have continued to gain a lot of attention, along with his work with Zooey Deschanel in their duo She and Him. We begin with a performance of his song Eyes on the Prize, originally from Post-War. M. Ward.
Anything you ask me for is yours now. Say the word and I'll lay it at your feet. I'll meet the payment down the line somehow. Cause you kept that promise with me. Yeah, with my eyes on the prize. Take your axe and fashion me some kind of swing. Walk in blues and play down another old ride. I'll dance whatever dance you need me to dance. Cause you kept that promise with me.
Eyes on the Prize, opening up our acoustic set today from M. Ward, who has a wonderful new album out called A Wasteland Companion. And good to see you, first of all. Thanks.
Nice to be back. It's good to see you.
One of the first things people said about the album was, you know, he went all over the country, recorded this everywhere in all these different studios. And I started thinking about that. It kind of makes sense because you probably don't get home, which is Portland, too often, right?
Well, the last 3 years have been equaled a lot of traveling, yeah. But there's, you know, all these great studios all over the place, and you get these invitations to go to these different places, and this was the record where I made the time to do it. I'm glad I did.
Serving kind of a different role with She and Him being you know, producer with somebody else, and that I'm wondering that of course took a bunch of time between this and the last album. Do you learn something from that experience that translates on this?
I'm always learning whenever I'm in the studio. I think between the post-war record that I made a few years ago and the first She and Him record, I started to get more interested in arranging for strings. So that's been a great diversion.
And also on this album, there's a lot more piano. A lot of them are real piano based, and that's not you. Are you playing the piano?
That is me.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's played kind of shakily, that was probably me.
Well, I was worried about our session today because we don't have the World Cafe piano out, but they translate well. What do you want to do next?
Let's do Pure Joy.
Thought I was falling into a deep, deep depression, thinking all the mystery was all gone, like I was falling into the deep of a Grand Canyon, from the side of a mountain, hanging on, but now I'm coming up for air. I see my angel on the sand. Joy, just to see you again. Thought my heart was in a rut or recession, and all the colors I'd see it fade.
Pure Joy, the song actually that finishes up Wasteland Companion. Em Ward is with us today, and we're hearing some of the new and old songs on the cafe today. You mentioned post-war, and you said something really, really interesting to me about how that album came about, because it came out in our post-war period, I guess, the post-Iraq War period, but you looked back at other periods in time, post-war, meaning late 40s, et cetera, for musical inspiration or for kind of philosophical inspiration?
I think I I took the idea of the title as not necessarily a specific war, but the things that go through your head after any kind of major battle, no matter what it is, I guess. Hmm. But some of the songs were definitely inspired by reading articles in the New York Times about people that were overseas and came home and had to get back to life at home.
Is there any kind of an inspiration for this album as a whole like that?
I think the last couple records have been about inspiration and trying to bottle it up in some way, using music as a way to sort of incubate or preserve moments in time.
Mm. M. Ward is our guest today, and you want to do another one of the new ones?
Sure.
She's a primitive girl, she'll tell you herself. She cuts to the chase, yeah, like nobody else. If you say, how you doing, she'll say, I'm doing well. She's a primitive girl, she'll tell you herself. She's a primitive girl, but she don't like to pose. From her natural head to her natural girl's got a lot, what they call most. Yeah, she's a primitive girl, but she don't like to pose. And I'd like to think I'm a primitive guy. I see the difference between what I want, what I need, and a primitive girl. She don't need me. No, she don't.
That is one you may well recognize that you've heard a bunch on the World Cafe. That is Primitive Girl, a performance today from M. Ward, who is our guest in the studio here on the cafe. There's another really beautiful song on this, which is called Me and My Shadow. One could interpret it. It's about whoever the singer is and their identity. You are M. Ward. You are Matt Ward. Is there a stage persona to you? Or are we seeing a different?
It's a good question. It's one that I ask myself sometimes, but I don't know the answer.
Do you know more about the song, about how where it came from?
I think it's probably inspired by those out of body experiences that. People have sometimes if they see a picture of themselves, it doesn't really feel like that's the person that you are. Or if you see yourself on TV or in a video or hear your voice on an answering machine, something like that. I think that's kind of where that song comes from.
Yeah. You seem you've always seemed like kind of a shy guy. I'm surprised that you've chosen this life. Does it surprise you in a way as being a performer, you know, being out in front of people all the time?
Oh yeah. No, I'm surprised every day.
Well, it's a great song if you could do that one. That's Me and My Shadow from our guest today, M. Ward, another one from O Wasteland Companion, a wonderful new album. And Matt, we got time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
I'll do an old song called Fuel for Fire.
Fives.
spent with every weekend. But the story's always the same. I got lonesome.
Fuel for Fire, finishing up our session today. Big thanks to M. Ward for being our guest, and thanks to our audience here at World Cafe Live.